Brian, thank you for taking a bit of time to share your story with us so far. Maybe you could just start off by just giving a brief explanation as to you and the business, what kind of space you guys operate in, and then go into considering you are a food producer, how you've set up the business to continue trading as best you can, whilst keeping workers safe. What does the setup look for you right now?
Hi, sure. My name's Brian. I'm the managing director of Flour and White. The company started 10 years ago. We produce meringues based up in Telford with a 13,000 square foot factory. We developed last year, and we have a team of 25 to 30 staff working between the office, production and packing teams. We recognized as the situation with COVID-19 became increasingly we were increasingly aware of the situation that we were having to find solutions for all sorts of challenges very quickly, business challenges, financially, but certainly keeping the staff safe and well and working, importantly, to keep the factory running has been an absolute priority. And one I'd say which has been difficult also to do, I think behavioural changes with social distancing started with 2 weeks ago when everyone was becoming aware that this was something very important to slowing down the spread of the disease. And in a factory where you have staff in moving in through small spaces in staff room, small staff areas, and working together on fairly tight teams, clearly this was going to be a challenge for us. Certainly a way that we started looking at dealing with this was first and foremost personal hygiene, communication around wellness, current wellness, any potential issues that might be coming up with issues being brought into the factory. But then as we've come over time to refine this on a daily basis from changing shift patterns to some extent, having teams come into the factory at different times in different areas so we don't have bottlenecks where staff are moving through small areas at the same time. We've pulled apart packing lines so that instead of it being a 4 meter, it's an 8 meter. So there's social distancing taking place on the packing lines. Obviously, the staff, where possible, were provided with the correct PPE, face masks where they have been available, where they have had to walk in close proximity, which of course, when you are food manufacturing, some processes just can't be pulled apart. And focusing on products that where certain of our product lines require less team interaction. So we focus as a business strategically on selling products that are more machine based, so can rely on smaller workforces, smaller teams, and less communal working.
Okay, and so this, I'm guessing this is a constant evolutionary thing that you keep reassessing day by day to make sure it's working and where improvements can be made, work kind of activating those quite quickly.
Yeah, it's a very, very challenging time. I guess we're having to come up with lots of solutions on the fly, constant reviewing where we are and how the team are getting on. And as I say, we don't always make these solutions or find these solutions quick enough. We've asked the team to work with us and be part of the solution and give us ideas and come up with answers, and make sure that they're promoting the correct social distancing themselves. But yeah, it's a moving feast and one which is actually quite difficult to keep on top of with everything else that's going on with product development and business challenges at the moment.
Okay. And as a business which has quite a lot of moving parts outside the factory, you have suppliers providing raw materials, and then you have obviously direct customers, retail customers, that kind of thing. How have you been going about having conversations with these different parties to make sure that you are able to continue to trade as best you can?
So again, I guess being in the food industry, we've been lucky in as much that there has been a definitely a motivation from the industry and from the country to keep food moving, to keep food production going. and to ensure supply. Now, we sit in a very special, in a specialty space. We recognised early on that we were going to be one of the products that maybe became non-essential. And as a result, we've collaborated with some of our local, with a local company who we've worked with previously, one of our ingredient suppliers. And we're using some of their products in a new product range that we've launched for home baking. And I guess where possible, we've talked to our suppliers about different challenges that they face, volume challenges, supply challenges, logistical challenges, and how we can be part of the solution, whether that's by ordering more or less often, which is difficult when forecasting sales is challenging, and certainly cash flow issues are very much a focus. And trying to forecast the different market opportunities and sales opportunities in a very changing marketplace. So we have our home-based office team. Splitting sales development has been very much on the back foot, and it's very much communicating with our existing suppliers, so who we're, our customers, who what's going on with their businesses, what they need, how we can be part of their solution. So things like looking at discounting, as in cash invoice discounting for them to encourage better payment, but also to recognize that we're all going to be in a very difficult cash position in the next 4 to 6 weeks as the market as cash comes tight, and hopefully trying to find solutions for them and working in partnerships, so looking at long-term relationships and trying to spread some of the pain that we're all feeling throughout.
And you do deal with some big retailers. We found that they are sympathetic to the situation of smaller businesses.
Sorry,
which have tighter.
Lost you there for a moment.
You do deal with bigger businesses, bigger retail businesses. Have you found they've been quite sympathetic to what smaller businesses like yours are going through cash flow wise, and they're going to kind of work with you proactively to keep that going?
We've had a range of responses so far. On the whole, it's been positive. There have been a couple of challenging conversations. But so far, it's been positive. But certainly there have been a couple of companies that have changed their payment terms, enforced their payment terms upon us, new payment terms upon us. But I guess that's the changing landscape, and it's part of our contingency and part of our strategy to climb out of this has been to make sure that we're best protecting the business and looking at options and solutions to this through our own control rather than waiting to be told what's going on by the marketplace.
Okay. But overall, your approach is to trade your way out of this. What is that? How do you describe that to someone? How does that come together in a situation like we're in right now?
So when we saw the situation developing with the COVID-19 crisis and recognizing the nature of our products and the way our opportunity sits at the moment in quite a specialty market, but in the UK, but also exporting predominantly to the US and to Europe, we felt like the products were going to struggle. We're going to struggle for sales in our current market space. So we could either have mothballed the business, which was an option for us, and furloughed the staff. And again, we made a decision before the government launched their set of business-wide solutions. And we looked to launch a new set of products that were based for the home baking market. And so recognizing that there's going to be a fairly captive audience and some very frustrated parents trying to keep the kids busy, but also a supply chain and a retail environment where getting fresh products is increasingly difficult. And therefore, people have got more time at home to bake and to make products. And we thought that we could be part of this solution. Also, by selling online and developing a very strong social media and online position, we could increase cash flow into our business. Therefore, instead of waiting for bigger suppliers to pay us, we could get the immediate impact of positive cash flow that is available with online sales, which we've successfully done. So we spent quite a bit of money on the new product packaging. We've put in a social media company to come in and help us launch a new campaign with the products. And whereas we could have quite easily thinned out some of our sales team and our kind of non-essential frontline bakery and production team, we decided to keep them on full pay to keep driving the sales, to keep driving this opportunity to come out of this with a thriving business that is, you know, hopefully part of the solution to the COVID-19 crisis that we have in the country at the moment, rather than just one that maybe took a back seat.
Yeah. Well, fantastic to hear all the proactive steps you're taking, especially considering it kind of involves collaboration with other businesses, which is great when it happens every day, but especially I think in these kind of circumstances, really interesting to see. So thank you for sharing that, Brian, and hope that everything keeps going as you'd like it and you're able to kind of continue production and keep trading. So thank you for sharing with us.
Brilliant. Thanks, Hunter.